Now, we are still digesting the important ruling from the Supreme Court yesterday morning upholding the health care reform law, especially the vote of Chief Justice John Roberts finding the law is constitutional. Joining us live, Paul Rothstein, law professor at Georgetown Law School. Professor, great to have you back with us this morning. As you looked at what John Roberts wrote in his ruling yesterday, what were you thinking? How did you interpret this?
Well, his opinion is raising the temperature of some parts of the legal community up even higher than the 101 that the temperature outside is supposed to be today. It's quite a surprise, and his conservative friends think perhaps that he was a bit treacherous to uphold the prime piece of work of the Democratic president. I think I know Justice Roberts a little bit. I spent some time with him in England. I've taught with him. And I think he realizes that it's kind of the right thing to do to give millions of people a fair shake in the health care system. He and his wife are somewhat religious. He has an eye on his legacy. He wants to be on the right side of history, the right side of morality. But also, I think there's a couple other things at work, too. He knows that the Supreme Court has been getting a reputation as being very partisan, and the conservatives only voting for Republican things, and the more liberals voting only for Democrat things. And he's the Chief Justice. He had the controlling vote here. Which way he went would decide the case. And I think he wanted to show that the Supreme Court is more responsive to legal principles than they are to partisan principles. Now, whether that's always going to be the case or not, at least in this case, it does really look very much like that.
In the dissent, they seem to take his opinion to task a little bit, but is his opinion taking them to task?
Well, that's right. I think it is. It's a very odd decision, not only because here the conservative guy went liberal, but also that he kind of changed the grounds on which the law would be upheld from really what everybody thought it was going to be and what the prime focus of the argument was, which was that it's a valid exercise of the interstate commerce power that Congress has. He changed it to the taxing power, and he said, we'll uphold it under the taxing power. It's no good under the interstate commerce power.
Let me ask you this, because you know him.
Yeah.
He's had a couple of health scares in recent years. He says his health is fine, but he's had a couple of seizures, and he's been in and out of the health system. Could that have a bearing on how he decided in this case?
Yes, I think it could. I think when there's like law evenly divided on both sides of a case, as is almost always the case in the Supreme Court, that's why it gets to the Supreme Court, or it would have washed out in the lower courts. I think when that's the case, all the life experiences of the justices come to bear on their decision. Now, I think whatever he had decided on this, he would have had good health care because, they're not wanting for money. The Supreme Court justices, they have access to very good governmental and other plans. And so I don't think he personally would ever been challenged, but he was, on the health care front, but he was probably thinking about the millions of people who are less fortunate than he is. Also, I might point out that there's a pretty strong argument that this is very good for insurance companies. And he's a big business guy. He spent his life representing big businesses in Republican circles that favor big business. It's not only good for insurance companies, it's very good for the American people, but it's a kind of ingenious plan that Obama cobbled together here using the private enterprise system together with the government to provide health care. And so I think Roberts may also have been responsive to the fact that his big business friends that he's represented would be knit into the process rather than just the government running the healthcare system as in other socialist countries.
Right.
It's a kind of socialist capitalist compromise.
Professor, always appreciate getting your perspective. Thank you so much.
It's my pleasure.
Georgetown Law Professor Paul Rothstein.